Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Last month, the 21 Republican women in the 92nd Arkansas General Assembly formed a new caucus to advance a series of bills that are working their way through committees and chambers in Little Rock. Roby Brock spoke recently with two members of the Republican Women's Legislative Caucus for an update. And we'll have that conversation on today's program, plus a look at some other business headlines from around the region. That's all ahead today on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report here on Ozarks at Large. We'll be right back.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
State Senators Breanne Davis of Russellville and Jane English of North Little Rock are two of the 21 members of the newly formed Republican Women's Legislative Caucus at the 92nd General Assembly, taking place right now in Little Rock. The group has several measures they're trying to advance through the session involving education, juvenile justice, broadband expansion, child care, entrepreneurship, and health care. Some measures from the group are on the governor's desk, in House or Senate committees, or headed to the chamber floors. Roby Brock has further details from Senators Davis and English. Here's a recent interview from Sunday's episode of Talk Business and Politics.
Some of those bills that you are talking about would advance more child care entrepreneurs, reorganization of the youth service, our Youth Justice Reform Board, which guides some juvenile justice policy here, and advanced school level reading is one you're taking the lead on. Tell me a little bit about why that is of particular
interest. The science of reading, we've had people for so many years who have worked hard to try and get that system to change to more science of reading, because we've had for years kids who obviously weren't learning how to read. We have a whole generation of folks, and we figured out, or research has figured out, that there's a better way to do the teaching. And so both dyslexia and just all of our kids out there. So the science of reading is critically important. The Department of Education has done a number of things over the last few years, RISE reading and different programs. But this really is to put the focus on making sure that that's taking, the education is taking place at the colleges, and also with professional development and the plan at the in the schools.
All right. Breanne, one of your bills is to deal with municipal broadband. We have a problem in Arkansas that some would say there's not enough broadband access in a lot of areas of the state. Tell me what the bill that you're carrying would do.
What we know right now, the facts are that we are one of five states that have the most restrictive laws in the nation in regards to access to broadband. About 40% of Arkansans don't have access to broadband as defined by the FCC. So we decided to change that. And to be honest, there's been several legislators over the past few years that have been looking at this issue in a way to tackle it. And so our bill simply lifts the ban on cities and counties being being able to either partner in a public-private partnership or go out on their own when no one will partner with them and apply for some of these grants that are available through the federal government.
What's the restriction that you're talking about, that they've been restricted? What is the restriction?
It just says that no state entity can get involved in this business. And by state entity, I mean it's defined in a lot of ways, but includes cities and counties.
Okay. I think one of the other bigger bills that has gained a lot of attention is UAMS is seeking National Cancer Institute designation status. There's some big economic development reasons as well as health reasons for that. Jane, I'll let you...
It's really critically important. We send an awful lot of our folks go to MD Anderson into Minneapolis and some of these places around the United States simply because we do not have that designation. But it means more research dollars. It means a whole lot of new jobs for the for UAMS if we are able to get that designation.
It also means that UAMS or the state in some combination has to come up with somewhere around $10 to $20 million a year. Where's the money going to come from for $10 to $20 million?
We're working on that.
Well, we're working on that. Where are you working to find that money?
I think there are a number of people that are out there looking, and it has to be matched, too, by the private sector or philanthropy. It can't be. We're looking at about $30 million. So we're hopefully that the state will be able to come up with somewhere near $10 million, and then it would be matched by the private sector.
$10 million-ish a year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a one-time injection.
Right.
So maybe tobacco tax on e-cigarettes and vaping? Is that a viable option?
Could be.
Being considered?
Could be.
Maybe taxing some medical marijuana at the retail
could
level?
Could be.
Is that a... Chime in if I'm hitting the nail on the head here.
I think
anything's on the table.
Yeah.
So they just have to look at all the possibilities of And those are some things we have talked about.
Yeah. What else have we not talked about that might be some places where some $10 million might be found in some couch cushions?
I think there are folks who know where all those little pockets are. Mm-hmm. Brianne and I probably don't know where they are. But some people
do. Is there anything else big policy-wise that's being talked about in terms of where that money may come from?
To what Senator English said, I mean, there are... we're talking to the people who know where maybe some of those pockets of money are, and we're just trying to come up with the best way to do it.
And you can watch that entire interview with State Senators Breanne Davis of Russellville and Jane English of North Little Rock online. It's at talkbusiness.net. In other news this week, Walmart appointed media executive Cesar Conde to its board of directors. Conde oversees NBC Universal's operations outside North America, and he is chairman of NBC Universal Telemundo Enterprises, spearheading the company's efforts to reach Hispanic consumers. Conde is the only entertainment-focused executive to serve on the retail giant's board at present. His appointment brings the Walmart board to 12 members. And Springdale-based health system Northwest Health has announced the hiring of Jermaine Bucknor as chief financial officer for two of its five hospitals, Northwest Medical Center Bentonville and Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital in Fayetteville. Bucknor comes to Northwest Health from Alliance Health Midwest in Oklahoma, where he has served as CFO since 2017. Remember, you can keep up with our reporting either at nwabusinessjournal.com or at our sister website at talkbusiness.net. And to follow our reporting on social media, be sure and like and follow our Business Journal pages on both Facebook and Twitter. That's all we have for today. We'll be back with another Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report on Thursday here on Ozarks at Large. Until then, I'm Paul Gatling. Happy Valentine's Day, and thanks for listening.